Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Pleasure P, and I'm addicted to sex. I mean, I got a confession to make, and I'm really seeking your help. You know what I'm saying? See, I got this girl, and every time we do it, it's incredible. I mean, it's amazing. I just can't stop. I mean, how can I say it? I'm just addicted. You know what I'm saying? So, help me out.
And I don't know what to do, cause sex is always on my mind. Me and this girl, we've been dealing for a while, and I can't get enough of her. When she starts rubbing my body, make me wanna do something real naughty. Cause she likes to get on top, and when she get on top, she likes to stay on top and make her body just drop. Oh, 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 oh. Sexy while we're sexing, that's why I wanna love. Girl, I wanna lick all over your body, baby.
Girl, I wanna lick.
Girl, you make my tongue go la 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 la. And I can't stop thinking about her. And what we used to sell, strawberries and whipped cream. And oh, I'm just a fiend, addicted to your love. I can't get enough.
She's not loving my body.
Make me wanna do something real now. Cause she likes to get on top. And when she get on top, she likes to stay on top and make her body just drop.
Good evening.
Hello, everybody.
I'm so happy to see everybody tuned in. Yesterday, Blog Talk was down, so I wanted to make sure that you didn't miss Real Talk tonight. I know there's a handful of people that actually, you know, need the assistance when it comes to the relationship tip, and you know, they look forward to what I have to say, which is amazing to me. So I wanted to make sure that I got Will talking this weekend. So we're gonna miss Behind the Wall this week, and then tomorrow we will go finish the week. But I wanted to make sure you got real talk, Dr. Vaughn. And shout out to everybody on all the social medias. My numbers are looking amazing. So thank you. I love you guys the same way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to join in the conversation tonight, the number is 515-605-9329. And if you just want to listen in, that's fine too. Appreciate that. We're going to wait till some more people come in and get comfortable on the couch before we go in. But I just wanted to, for the people listening in, so you know what we were talking about today. I got a lot of requests on, you know, I got a lot of requests of people asking, you know, we broke up, you know, they cheated, and this is men and women, you know, we cheated and we tried to remake it back together, but physically it's not there for me no more. You know, I've had some females like I just the sight of him, the thought of him wanting to touch me again after I know he touched this chicken head makes me sick and I can't do it. And then the men who say, you know, she just don't do it. I love her and I know that I said I wanted to forgive her, but she's just not doing it for me. Like it's just not the same. And for most people who don't really care, they would say, well, you know what, if you can't get it together, just separate. No, I'm not talking to those people. I'm talking about the people who still holding on to the rosary beads. Like, please, it's got to be something else. So for those people, this is whom I'm here for. And I got you. So we have a lot to touch on. But I want you to know that, you know, trail can have a profound physical effect on individuals and couples. You know, it really can manifest physically. So I want to speak on that. I want to help you where I can in that area. We'll be right back in a little bit. We're going to play a couple songs and come back, give a couple people, you know, a few more minutes to get in here. Then we're going to go into that. So get your popcorn, tell your man, turn his phone off for a minute, tell your girl, turn the phone off for a minute. Tell a friend and tell a friend we about to do this. We be back. It's Real Talk with Dr. Devon.
Birthday sex.
might just sweep you off your feet and make you wanna tell somebody, body how I do. Or maybe we can float on top my water bed. You close your eyes as I improv. We work our way from kitchen stoves and tables, girl, you know I'm more than able to.
Drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip, lip. Wow. Hear the sound of your body. Drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip,
lip. I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean. Yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Coming right now, my head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me, girl. You're soaking wet. About to get inside your mental, huh? Bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all those spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me, girl, you're soaking wet.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling up tight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like
about to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luda. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
Let's go.
lip, lip. Every time do your body drip, drip, drip. As I keep focusing, lip, lip, lip.
Welcome back. You all ready? It is I'm her, Dr. Divine, here to help you with just love life and situations that you may have going on. Some people go through things and, you know, they don't like to announce it in the world. You feel me? You don't want to tell people at your job what you're going through. You shouldn't. You don't want to tell other people in your family who are going to judge you. So what I like to offer here for you is just maybe things that's in your mind or in your relationship that you're having issues with and it bothers you privately. And maybe you don't want to talk to anybody about it. But I'm talking about it so you could just tune in, listen. Take the jewels as I'm offering them to you. And for those who say, how do I get my information? I do research, relationship research, woman research, men research. I research the brain. So the information that I'm giving you is things that you can look up yourself. I'm not pulling it out my ass, okay? So I want to go to the first thing. And if you want to take notes, you know, shout out to my nieces, my babies. They always put me on point about how to take better information, how to receive it better. And one of the things that they say is bullet points. So we're going to do the first bullet point. For those who are just tuning in, shout out to everybody just coming in the building. I appreciate you. We wasn't here yesterday. Don't worry. You don't have it messed up. We wasn't here yesterday. System was down, so we're doing real talk now. And we're talking about betrayal and how it can, you know, we've already discussed in previous about how to take them back and if you're going to take them back and, you know, what are the groundbreaking rules and relationships. And some people still are going through things and emotions. And you may have taken them back, but you're having other issues that you need to address to make things get better. And one of those issues, most likely, probably more than not, is in the bedroom. Because you, right before the break, I was saying, how can you maybe some people can, but everybody can't just accept someone back. Mentally and physically, they may can say, okay, yeah, I take you back and, you know, I forgive what you did. But in the back of their head, especially women, I won't even say especially women because it's probably the same ratio of men. If you cheated, it's in their head. It's in their brain. So how do you expect them to then look at you and say, oh, you? But you're going to say, but as you said, that if forgive from the heart and if you're going to forgive, forgive. Yeah, I said that. And yeah, they shouldn't do that. And no, they shouldn't take you back if they don't really forgive you. However, physical is something else. You have to work for that. Like you have to work for anything else. You have to work for that. I mean, you ladies, if you, it's harder for us ladies, especially if you touched another man, you let another dick in there? That's all he could see. You let another nigga. You let another nigga stick his dick in my. And for the women, you allowed yourself to. You had to take it out, my boy. You had to take it out and insert it in this bitch. So you. Wow. Is where you're at with each other. Wow. Those are the people I'm talking to. You're there. And maybe every morning, ladies, when you wake up in the morning, you try to get yourself together and the kids together and get out to work and do what you got to do. And you're in the bathroom and you're ready for a good day. And you look in the mirror and you just about to walk out the bathroom. And this
for you, like, yo, you make breakfast when you leave it? What? And maybe that one little thing just shot. Who the fuck is this asking me for breakfast after you? You forgave him, but that moment, that millisecond, it just came back. And then what about for you, man? Thing running around and she still, no, bitch, no, I can't do nothing. You just let some other dude possibly go wrong. No, I can't do nothing for you. No, but you're still together and you still love each other and you're still trying to fix it. That right there, if you're going through that, that's first and foremost. You have not rebuilt the trust yet. You still need to work on it. So let's start with the first bullet, is stress response. So research shows betrayal triggers the body's stress to respond when you're betrayed. And it leads to increased levels of, it says, cortisol and adrenaline. Now, this results in a heightened of the heart rate. It elevates your blood pressure and your muscle tension. And it shallows your breathing. So I'm going to say it again. It results in heightened heart rate. It elevates your blood pressure and your muscle tension and shallow breathing. How are you going to fuck like that? How? And for the women who say, oh, I don't believe that he, I want to speak on this. Because I've had men say to me, yeah, she pissed me off or whatever the case may be, and it got to the point and I wanted to cheat on her and I went and I tried to cheat, but I couldn't do it, doc. I couldn't fuck this other lady. I wanted to, but I couldn't. And for the women who say, that's not possible. You went over there. You had every intention. You was going to get your knocks off. You had every intention. I don't believe that you couldn't. Ladies, I must read it again to you. It results in heightened heart rate, and elevated blood pressure, muscle tension, and shallow breathing. Every man can't deliver. He might want to cheat. He might go over there to it. Every woman can't deliver. She might be mad. She might be tired of your cheating. You know, let's speak of the women, the ones who are tired of being cheated on and who say, you know what, fuck that. I'm going to go fuck somebody else because I'm tired of this nigga cheating on me. I've been doing this. Dress up with her, fuck him, dress and get out there to go look for some dick is ready, willing, and able. Men, we can get, y'all already know, we can get it anytime we want, anytime, anywhere, same for y'all, but it's ready. It's there. No problem. No strings attached. And she can't do it. You don't believe it. I cheated on you. You out there. You wearing short strip. I know you out there fucking. There is a thing in your brain that makes you unable to do it. And I know you might be saying, Dad, don't give them no excuse. I'm not giving them an excuse. I'm telling you what's real. Physically, you can be so mentally destroyed by even having to do the act that you can't do it. That you can't. Me personally, doesn't make a difference to me. You was over there. The fact that you was over there, the fact that you even initiated, put all that shit in motion, and the fact you can't fuck, good for you. But that's just me. Another thing it affects your sleep. So if you've been betrayed by a loved one, that's just a stress response that I gave you for the other ones, the blood pressure, muscle tension, and shallow breathing. But sleep disturbances occur. Emotional turmoil, that's what it's called. Emotional turmoil is what you're going through. Again, don't feel a way that you can't perform. Don't feel a way. And shout out to all of the men that were strong enough and man enough to just keep it all way of being. Like, I can't touch her. It's not working. It's not. I'm doing it, but I can't finish. It's just something different in my head. Because he's thinking about what was in there before. That's why he can't finish. Because he's thinking about why wasn't his good enough to just be that. And vice versa. So emotional turmoil is caused by betrayal, and it can disrupt sleep patterns. This can lead to insomnia for those who can't go to sleep and you're up all night. Insomnia. For those who don't have insomnia, it can lead to nightmares, restless sleep. Now, lack of quality sleep can further, you know, make the physical symptoms impair overall the well-being. But, yeah. Appetite changes. All of this is, all of these things is from being betrayed. And I'm telling you because you may think that you are over it. I'm over it. I forgave them. I moved on. They're back in my house, but still there's something wrong. These are the things that are wrong. These are the things that follow the betrayal. And you're going to go through these things. You have to try to be willing to get past these things and understand you can't, during the stress response, during the sleep disturbance, you have to understand it's because of that. It's because of that. And you have to get a good place in your in the upstairs to be in a better place in the downstairs. A lot of people may not believe that, but it's true. I'm not going to let you touch me if I'm feeling some way about you mentally. I just, no. 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 I feel some way about you mentally, and you don't even have to have cheated. Like, you could have just said some shit out your mouth. They could just say something wrong out of their mouth, and you don't want to be touched. Just imagine if they cheat on you. And some of these symptoms are happening to my viewers and my listeners and the ones that are asking me these questions, and they're not understanding what, like, I'm not even in the mood, and they're telling me, listen, their blood pressure's high, they have sleep problems, and now the appetite. Let me get the appetite changes. Now, some individuals may experience changes in the appetite. It can either decrease or increase. Now, ladies, we are said to be prone to gain weight when we're upset, when we're going through betrayals or, death, loss, things like that. That's not something that's your fault. It is your fault, and it's not your fault. It's part of the symptoms of going through the betrayal and trying to get better, but it is your fault if you allow it to just ruin you. You know what's going on. You know what's wrong. Don't try to ignore what happened. Like, I'm having these series of betrayals and everything. Please listen to the shows in line so you catch up to what I'm telling you. We just talked about betrayal. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm not saying just be all right and get past it. I'm telling you how to deal with it. And now I'm getting to the point here where people saying, okay, I know how to deal with it. Okay, I forgave them. I still don't want to touch them. You're not dealing with it. Maybe I need a little bit more time. Yeah, maybe you do. Then that means you're not dealing with it. Leave them alone till you deal with it. That's, again, it's the same thing. I told you before, you can't take them back and then talk shit or mistreat them because it just don't work that way. And you can't take them back and say, all right, I'm going to take you back. I'm not going to talk down to you or mistreat you, but I'm just not going to fuck you. No. No. Nope. Nope. And for those who say, well, Dr. Vaughn's not fair, why do I still get to fuck? If you feel that you cannot get through that part where you need to redeem, a relationship should not be built off sex, whatever, you can say what you want, but sex is a big thing. And if you can't perform because of the shit that's in your head from past experience with this person, I mean, come on, don't waste time on relationships. Don't wait. Life is too short. Move on, or either let the hatchet be buried or wait until you can deal with it. But these things that you are experiencing, these things that I'm speaking about, they're not healthy for you at all. They're not. They're not. So either, you know, it decreases or increases in food intake. You can overeat or undereat. You know, it's not a healthy thing to be so upset that you can't eat or that you're overeating. And then I feel like, you know, in a lot of cases, and I can't even say it's just women because men you know, go through the same thing now too. Then you overeat, then you gain weight, then you're self-conscious about your weight. It just trickles, 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 trickles. Now, did you know that this can also cause immune system suppression? I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that. And again, all this is from betrayal, and these things clutter the mind space that you need to be in to have intimacy. I'm not going to hold you. Like, if you cheated on your chick and she's still able to just let you get at her after that, wouldn't that, like, nah. I wouldn't trust that. I wouldn't, and vice versa. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. You cheated, you did all these things, and we've been together for all this time, and I'm going to let you cheat and be good, and we still know. Because some women, sad, but will say, you know what, I don't want him to touch me, but if I don't give it to him, then he's just going to go cheat again, so I might as well just give it to him, and I just lie still and deal with it. No. You're in a relationship. The relationship should be a level of love and respect for each side. And that includes when it comes to intimacy. If you don't want to or you can't, you should be able to say that. You shouldn't be forced. You shouldn't have to. And then I get the question. Well, I got the question. So if I let him do it anyway, I mean, if he takes it anyway, even though I don't want him to touch me after all this, so what is that? What do you think it is? You tell me. I won't say. I'll let you tell me. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back in a little bit. But you tell me what you think it is. We'll talk with Dr. Devon.
Hey. It was a good day.
You gonna make it better?
Yeah. What about here?
Right.
I want to get engaged.
Okay.
Come on.
You serious? What you gonna buy me? A ring pop?
You got me in this janky spot. I'm trying to go home.
I got a little surprise for you.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And everything you need is in that bag. Have fun, and I'll see you later.
What the hell is this? What you mean you see me later?
Look what you done started. Oh, nana. Why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, na-na. About to spend all this cash. Oh, na-na. If you keep shaking that. Oh, na-na-na.
Put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh, na-na-na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, na-na-na. Oh, na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh, na, 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 oh, na, 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 na.
Everybody say.
You the one to celebrate, yeah. You the one they never had, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the problems you done had, yeah. Lead them broke fellas in the past, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Girl, you had good, but I could give you better. I'll have you thinking about forever. I'm excited.
Oh, na, na, na. Look what you done started.
Look what you done started.
How you feel? Come here.
You're not done yet.
Right. Come here.
This has to come off. Now.
I ain't with it.
Now.
Hi.
I'm feeling lucky tonight. When we leave this party, you gon' love me tonight.
Everybody say,
you feeling lucky tonight,
girl.
When we leave this party, you gon' love me
tonight.
Put your hands up.
Put your hands in the air if you love me tonight.
If you love me tonight.
Nah, nah, nah.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Welcome back. It is I, the Duchess, / Dr. Divine in the building tonight. And what I'm doing is trying to offer you a workshop of opportunity and options of things that you can do to better your relationship. If it's in a good place, then I'm glad for you. You know, call in and show, spread the love. But if it's in a bad place or in a confusing place, you know, this is why I'm here. This is why I offer the jewels that I'm offering. So possibly it can touch. If it touches one person, that's good enough for me. Then I've done my job, you know. And so, so far what we've been over is things that can be affecting you that will affect your physical performance when you are trying to get back from a betrayal situation. That's the chapter that we're on in Dr. Line for this season, betrayal and love and, you know, how to communicate through it. So we're still in the midst of that if you're just joining in. So we've already discussed that it can cause stress response, which is blood pressure elevation, muscle tension, shallow breathing. And then we discussed that it can cause lack of sleep. It can cause nightmares and restlessness.
And this is for the people just tuning in. And then I just discussed that it can cause issues with your eating, your appetite, whether that be eating more or eating less. And so I wanted to bring this to your attention. This is also something that can be affected by the response to the betrayal, and that's what we're doing. Your immune system suppression. So prolonged stress from betrayal can weaken your immune system, making individuals feel ill or get or susceptible to infections. Now, this can manifest as a frequent cold, a flu-like symptoms, and other health issues. So did you even know that? And honestly, I didn't know that. I had no idea that, you know, I would say if I'm stressed out, you know, and then I start to feel bad, I kind of put them, you know, together. But I never really knew. Now I know, you know, in detail that can actually cause your body to break down. I already have diabetes type 1. So if my body's already broke down from that and I'm stressed out about something, this can make me even sicker. So that's crazy to actually see that and write it. And I heard it but never really wrote it. So the next one, the sexual dysfunction. So betrayal can lead to sexual difficulties within a relationship, such as loss of erectile dysfunction. That's for the men. And for the women, the stress can cause you pain during intercourse. So if you are fine down there and you're having problems with him, in this case he cheated and you let him back in, and then finally, you know, you took a while to do something with him, and then finally you feel okay, and then you're feeling uncomfortable down there, don't just assume straight off the top, oh, he gave me something or he brought something in, because that could be your own body reacting because of the stress and the betrayal that you've dealt with, and you haven't really dealt with it properly. And again, this is why we're doing this here, so I can explain these things to you that you may not know, progressively, to get yourself fixed and in a good situation so you can get back to your life again. Okay, and then the last one here. No, actually, it's not the last one. Is it the last one? No, it's not the last one. Okay, so another thing is chronic health conditions long term. So the betrayal can, and I want to say this, I have a lot of friends who have gone through betrayal or who's currently going through betrayal who have some of the same sicknesses as I do. Be mindful of what I'm saying to you, because it's telling you here, that stress will break you down piece by piece into nothing. Betrayal, we're talking about betrayal stress. There's a lot of different stress that you can have. I am not mixing this up with anything else. I am talking about betrayal, what that feeling can do to your insides is what I'm talking about. That feeling that people may try to tell you, oh, get over it, it happens, it's just, no. That's not how you get over it. No, it's not. The fact that you're still upset, the fact that you're crying, the fact that you're hurt, the fact that you're mad, all of those things, that is supposed to happen. The thing is, don't fight it. Allow it to happen. Go through trust the process. Go through it so you can come out of it. You understand? The last one is chronic health conditions. Again, long-term exposure to stress hormones can contribute to the development of chronic health conditions such as cardiovascular disease, meaning heart issues. And I'm sending this directly to anybody in my family listening. We have heart issues in our family. Stress can cause that, can make that worse. Gastritis disorder and autoimmune conditions. The overall physical impact of betrayal underscores the mind and the body, and addressing the emotional fallouts of betrayal is crucial, not only for your psyche, but for your well-being and maintaining a healthy resilience. Like you have to get this out. You have to.
You have to go through this, or you can, again, if you don't go through it, you can't come out. I've watched a few people go through betrayal and never get over it. Never get over it. And some people may believe in your head, and this is, again, why I do this, because I want you to have the proper information so you are doing the proper things to be the best person that you can be for you. Then you can be the best person for somebody else. You can't be good for anybody else if you're not good for yourself. This is self-healing. Heal yourself first. Come on. When you can get to the point where you can heal yourself first, where you can go through these points, these bullet points with me and say, yeah, I went through that, but I'm out. I went through that, but I'm out. I went through that, but I'm good, doc. I think we can, you know what I mean? But if each of these points is hitting you, is touching a nerve, you still need help in those areas. Now, lucky for me, I've been with my husband 30 years, and I've, lucky, knock on wood, where the fuck is this? Knock on wood, I've never, ever, ever experienced any betrayal from him. I have been betrayed before. So don't misconstrue it. Don't think I'm sitting on a high horse and go, oh, well, you've been with your husband 30 years, you don't have these issues. I know to talk about this because I've been there before. That is good. I don't go through it now. But I've been there before. I've had the feelings. I've been there and didn't have anybody that I cared to talk to. Not that I cared about, but I don't want you to know my business. I don't want you to know what, and all of that balled up together only caused anger and caused a lot of sickness that was not explained at the time. It's kind of like an each one teach one. If I can help you not go through the same shit I already been through, then again, I won. Why should you have to go through it? I already been through it. Just listen and take heed. It can only help you. I guarantee you, I won't give you any information that's not going to better your life. So now we're going to go through, and then we're going to go back to some music. And then I want to say, too, we've got about 10 minutes left in the show. I want to say, make sure you tune in tomorrow, because tomorrow we go back to our regular schedule. The week before, last week, we did a special show for Valentine's Day. And thank you, guys. I got a really big response on that. I got really huge numbers. A shout out to LinkedIn. I'm really, really big over there. Shout out to Facebook and Instagram and all the other social medias I have. Shout out to them. They show me love, too, but LinkedIn really loves me over there. That show was enormous, really, really big. So thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. Had like almost, that night was almost like 800 people listening just to that one show for that night. So that's what's up. And that wasn't even, you know what I mean? That wasn't even Dr. Devon's night. Y'all came over there and listened to me on a Wednesday. So I appreciate, I wanted to tell you that I appreciate that. So Wednesday, we'll go back into our grief counseling. And every day is something different, you know. Today we're doing relationship counseling. Tomorrow we'll do grief counseling, because today is about love. Tomorrow it's about life and death. That's the way life is. It changes every day. So I'm gonna give you a couple of tips on ways to address your sexual dysfunctions. So open communication, first one. What that means is discuss feelings, concerns, and desires with your partner in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Again, discuss feelings, concerns, and desires with your partner in a safe, non-judgmental environment. So I would believe that to be good. I mean, go to movies, maybe ride in the car. We're big kids, so we like play video games or drive go-karts. There's so many places, so much things you could do.
You know, we're children at heart, so it stays, it doesn't get dry over here. So seek professional help. It says therapy or counseling to address underlying emotional issues and rebuild trust. Because, again, that's where it all starts. You have to get the trust back. You can say you forgive. Don't mean shit if you don't really mean it. And I want to say this because this is where I believe I get so many different questions and so many listeners, because you're not listening. If you don't trust them, if you don't feel that connection back again, don't take them back. Why are you taking them back when you don't trust them? I don't want to hear you sending me questions, but why you didn't trust. This is why I'm giving you the blueprint. You didn't trust them enough to take them back. That's okay. They fucked up, not you. You have to heal. It's okay. You have to heal first. Then you can help somebody else. You can't help nobody if you can't heal. Bring them back for what? To make it even worse? Then you may never be able to get it right again. Don't be greedy. It happened. Let it have happened. Go through the process. The process is all of these things that I'm saying to you now. This is what takes place after how long it takes to hit you, no matter how many months or years it takes to go through each one of these processes. This is proven fact that these are the things that takes place in your brain, your chemics, your mechanics, in order for you to get, I'm telling you how to deal with each step. These are facts. Look it up if you don't believe me. So you have to be wanting to get to the next place. I'm talking to the ones that want to move on. I'm not talking to the ones who are still talking about how, oh, they betrayed me. We know that. They lied to you. They cheated. We know that. But you want them back. Or they want you back and you want to go. Please get past, because I'm, please, let's get past what they, I know that. You're saying, but they, but you're still asking me, but how? So when you're ready to put the but they away, then follow these steps. So the therapy, if you don't have the money for therapy, I'm like your play therapy. You can use me. That's fine. Educate yourself. Learn about common sexual dysfunctions and strategies for overcoming them. This is not a game. This is not a game. I've had some men tell me they feel scared because they can't. It's not even just their woman. They're so hurt. It's like I can't fuck no woman. Like, I'm just not being turned on. Like, nothing. Like the dirty movies is not doing it for me. Like, yo, it's okay, guys. It's not fake. This happens. She don't want to touch me. She ain't touched me in this long. That's because, not because of what's going on down there. It's because of what's going up top. Because the fact that you could do such a heinous act, whether it's either side, and you still want to be touched by this person you shitted on, it blows their mind. Their mind is fucking blown. They can't believe it. But in your head, you may, if you're the aggressor or the one trying to get the sex, you may be believing in your head that's the only way to fix it. Maybe if we could do that, we can come back. No. The hug, you have to watch TV together, you have to talk, you got a whole head, you have to... You, not because you want to, because you have to. You have to rebuild the connection back. You have to build it strong. You have to love again to move on. Next one says, create a safe space. Ensure that both partners feel safe and comfortable expressing their needs and desires. So don't, you know, maybe you might feel comfortable doing it, you know, in a, you know,
in a like a restaurant or something like that, outside, whatever, don't feel no way if the person doesn't want to do that with you. If they like, no, I don't want to go outside, and I'll explain, because I'm one of those people. Maybe they're not saying that they don't want to go outside because they haven't forgiven you and they don't want to be seen with you, because they haven't forgiven you and they are not sure what they will do themselves if you get them mad outside. They are scared to be triggered. That's a difference when you're scared to be triggered. I live that life. I have bipolar. I live that life. I have a rage disorder. I live that life. I'm scared. I'm petrified because I know what can happen if I lose my temper. I know what can happen. I know. So it's very heartbreaking when you're scared for someone else's safety. I'm scared for other people's safety, not for mine. I have to work on. But I'm just saying it to you so you understand how I understand it. So it's okay to say, no, you know what, I don't think I'm going to go. I don't think I'm ready to go out to eat. I don't think I'm ready to go play go-karting, dog. I don't think I'm ready to go hang out and do video games. I don't think I'm ready for that yet, because that's that little person inside you saying, don't do it, because if they piss us off, we're going to spaz out. Listen to your first mind. The first mind is always the right mind. Hold on, I think I went too far. Yeah, okay, crazy, thanks, brother. Okay, experiment with sensory exploration, and that's to use touch, sight, taste, smell, and sound to enhance experiences sexually, to deepen the connection. I'll let y'all figure that out on your own. Again, it says to use touch, sight, taste, smell. Touch, you know what touch is. Sight, you know what sight is. Taste, you know what taste is. Smell, you know what smell is. And sound to enhance the sexual experiences. So you can look that up and find out some goods. Practice mindfulness. And again, for those who just coming in, and we're about to leave, but I'm glad you're still coming in. We're speaking on how to, you know, get stronger mentally when you've been betrayed. How does that? Because that betrayal can affect your sex life, can affect your what you're feeling down there. And for those people who are worried that there's something wrong with them. Ever since they've been, no. And you know what, too? I want to say this. I've had a person come to me and say that they were in conflict with their significant other, because their mom had just passed away. It was a dude, actually, and he's like, well, my mom just passed away, and I can't perform with my wife because I'm so upset, and she doesn't understand it. I would just say this to you. I'm sorry, no disrespect, but you're just a slime-ass bitch. Straight up. His mother died, and you don't understand why he can't fuck you? His mother died. Hello. Does anybody hear me? The fuck? It's not even a question that I wouldn't even, and I'm not condoning any negative behavior towards anybody and their spouse, but I'm just keeping it 100. I couldn't even be in a relationship with someone who was that insensitive that you don't understand. I just lost a person who gave me life, and I don't want to have sex. That's not where your mind should even be right now. Like, what you talking about? Like, how can, this is what we're talking about, right? Talking about the shit right now. This is what we're talking about. You have to be in a space to get there. And if my space is on my deceased mother, how dare you? How dare you get mad? How dare you? How dare you? You have no place to do that. What type of person are you? Who are you? What type of fucking person are you? Like, what? All right, it's so many of them. I'm going to stop here, and then we're going to we'll finish them up and play some more music, and I'll come back and give you five more. So I'll finish these last five. I'll give you 20. Give you these last three, and then I'll give you five more. Okay, so practice mindfulness. Did I say that already? I don't think I did. Oh, yeah, okay, that's next. So practice mindfulness. And that would be to incorporate mindful techniques to reduce anxiety, increase presence, and enhance sexual pleasure. So I'll read that again. Practice mindfulness, and that means to incorporate mindful techniques that are going to reduce your anxiety and increase presence and enhance sexual pleasure. Try relaxation techniques. Use deep breathing. Progressive muscle relaxation and guided imagery to reduce stress and tension. So, in other words, you know the channel on your TV where it just plays music or just sounds like ear noise. That's a good thing to do. Like I remember, and we probably don't do it as much because of our schedules, but I remember. It would be a time where, like, we would both be, I'm talking about my husband and I, would both be so tired. I would be already asleep because I, you know, did my part of the work, and I'm tired, and I'm sleeping. And he worked so hard, sometimes 2 days at a time before I see him. And I got to, and it was like when he got home, he couldn't just wind down because I'm asleep, you know, he needs me up. So I started doing, like, the white noise because that would wind me down. And then it was just automatic. He would come in, you know, do whatever he had to do, get his little eat, and then wind down and just lay down next to me, and then we'd wake up together. But it was something that it was more mental than anything because I'm so used to listening to music and blah, 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 and talking to somebody or doing something. The white noise just took me to another level and took all of that out of my brain. And so my head was more... When I turned the white noise, it was like everything else was done, and I turned the white noise on, and I would cook for him and do clean, whatever, with the white noise on, and then drift off that way, and then leave the white noise on so he can come in that way and then drift off. So you have to want to do these things. You have to want to do it. And not because we were having any issues, but it just was our times were, you know, not good, and I can't sleep because he was gone. He can't sleep because I'm asleep when he comes in. And so the white noise kind of broke the monotony of it, made it work. So try white noise. That I definitely would say that because it's very common. It's very common. And if you don't, they have it on every TV. If you don't have cable, you can get it on your phone. Go to YouTube, type in white noise, and, you know, you have to want to do these things. So next one is prioritize your self-care. So take care of your physical and emotional well-being by engaging in activities that promote relaxation and self-nurturing. That's self-explanatory. And last one, we're going to take this song and then come back. Address performance. Hold on. Performance anxiety. So explore strategies and managing performance anxiety, such as reframing from negative thoughts and focusing on pleasure rather than performance. Yeah, that was a good one. All right, think about that. I will be back. And there's two guys. I don't know if y'all with this. Thank you.
tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret. Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I wanna read your mind, know your deepest feelings. I wanna make it right for you. Baby, show me, let me share the
got the secret key to you, baby. Let's make music harmonizing.
Thank you.
It was a good day.
You gonna make it better?
Yeah. What about here?
Right.
I wanna get engaged.
Okay.
Come on.
You serious?
What you gonna buy me? A ring pop?
You got me in this janky spot. I'm trying to go home.
I got a little surprise for you.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm. And everything you need is in that bag. Just have fun, and I'll see you later.
What the hell is this? What you mean you see me later?
What you done started? Oh, na-na. Why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, na-na. I'm about to spend all this cash. Oh, na-na. If you keep shaking that. Oh, na-na-na.
Put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh, na-na-na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Baby, I'm the one you like, yeah. I'ma give you what you like, yeah. Oh yeah, I'ma give it to you right, yeah. Best time of your life, yeah. Oh yeah, baby, when you ready, tell her where to get the check. Girl, I know you ready, I ain't even got a check. You been through the worst, let me show you who the best. You know I'ma get you right, girl, them boys to the left, like. Oh na na. Look what you done started. Oh, na-na. Why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, na-na. About to spend all this cash. Oh, na-na. If you keep shaking that. Oh, na-na-na.
Put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh, na-na-na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Everybody say like, oh, na na na, oh, na 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 na. Everybody say, you the one to celebrate, yeah. You the one they never had, yeah. Oh yeah, all the problems you done had, yeah. Lead them broke fellas in the past, yeah. Oh yeah,
girl, you had good, but I could give you better. I'll have you thinking about forever. I'm like, say,
oh, na na na. Look what you done started.
Look what you done started.
Oh, na-na.
Oh, na-na.
Why you gotta act so naughty?
Actin' a
fool. Oh, na-na.
Ooh, hey.
About to spend all this cash. Oh, na-na.
Na-na.
If you keep shaking that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, na-na-na.
Put your hands in the air if you're loving
if you're
tonight.
Loving tonight.
How you feel? Come here.
You're not done yet.
Right. Come here.
This has to come off. Now.
I ain't with it.
Now.
Hi.
I'm feeling lucky tonight. When we leave this party, you gon' love me tonight.
Everybody say,
you feeling lucky tonight,
girl.
When we leave this party, you gon' love me tonight.
Oh,
put your hands up.
Put your hands in the air if you're loving
if you love
tonight.
Love me.
Oh, nah, nah, nah.
Keep up.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Hands in the air,
not,
hands in the air.
welcome back, you already. We're about to get out of here. Definitely appreciate everybody who tuned in tonight. Shout out to everybody on the check-in. Let me get my shout-out,
7174 8555 8505. I got my glasses on, I'm sorry. 347 617 917 212. Did I say that already? Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I promise tomorrow I will get this. The switchboard is still crazy. I only can see half the numbers. Some is not lit. We'll get it together. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but we'll get it together. Shout out to everybody's tuned in. I see everybody here. Shout out to everybody. All of the area codes that I didn't get to say. I'm sorry. We only can see half of the switchboard. But we got about 2 minutes left to the show. I just wanted to do the last five, like I promised. Experiment with different sexual activities. That really means to explore new sexual activities or fantasies that can reunite the passion and excitement in the relationship. Next is schedule intimacy. Set aside time for intimacy. Prioritize it in your daily routine. Maintain connection and closeness. You know, text or dates and little cute letters. Walk around with some little tight shit on. Ladies, walk around with your little tighties. Why these fellas focus on pleasure, shift the focus from achieving certain outcomes and experiencing pleasure and enjoyment in the moment, you know, so make it for the moment and not try to, you know, make it for what yesterday was. I don't understand. Everything is just skimming on me. Hold up. And then I have one last one for y'all. They're going to let me do this last one. All right. It's not going to let me see the last one. All right, so it's not going to let me see the last one. I'll save the last one for next time. And we got about 90 seconds left. Damn, I wanted to give you the last one. But we'll see you guys tomorrow. We're going to do some grief counseling tomorrow for those who have lost anybody. Pass the word around. There is a place for you to grieve. That is here in the world of green. Love, peace, and hair grief. See y'all tomorrow.
From my back like you do right there, right there, you touch me like you care. Now stop and let me repay you for the week that you've been through, working at 9 to 5.